meeting minutes and things set up there, because I actually have a computer with those things on it.
Let's see how this works.
I hear that.
Wonderful. Well, we had a good July 30 meeting for those who were able to attend. So thank you, Paul and Barb, for putting in an appearance, as well as Jeff and others. The thing that came out is a very nicely filled out business plan for 2017. That's what it looks like.
Yes, if you
can
see it.
And I'm going to allow members to go ahead and put any comments they like on it. I figure that's what it's for.
Interactive kind of thing.
I wasn't there, but I read the minutes. Yeah. And I think that was the most productive.
Thank you. I had a nice
vision meeting we had. Mm-hmm. I think it's the most productive we ever had.
May I assume this is ASQ?
Yes.
This is ASQ.
Sure. I'm in the right place.
Yeah, welcome. Yeah, this is our board meeting, so if you...
And I have one more water.
Okay. Be careful. Are you getting
a board meeting? Thank you. Beautiful.
I'm a member of the section, but I'm not a board member.
Well, I was like,
I'm sorry.
You know, you're fine.
Board guides. Become a member of the board. Sit down and enjoy.
So we've got that going. Yeah, make yourself at home. Hi, Greg Monaco.
Hi, Jeff Whitnell.
Hi. Nice to meet you, Jeff.
Hi, Jeff. Yeah. Do you have any
Mike Coleman?
Yes.
Okay, that would be good. Thank you. With creamers, please.
Jeff Whitnell. Hi.
Okay. As Barb is getting the electrons to line up and flow in formation.
Okay, and Jeff is prepaid.
She did get the meeting minutes out. I sent an addendum into her.
Right.
And they were just minor edits. Is there any discussion from last month's meeting?
The board meeting, the business meeting?
Yeah, the board business meeting. Any comments to the minutes as updated and amended? Okay, if not, is there a motion to accept? Okay, Mike?
Second.
And is there a second? Yeah. Paul, those in favor?
Y'all all.
Cynthia called Cindy, treasurer report.
Oh, you want my treasurer report?
Okay. I read it. I read
it's just quickly. We had, we had something like 21,000. We did get some money came in for our a member allotment from the headquarters, and we had very little expenses the past month, so we are standing at we have nothing outstanding, except for there is still that illegible check. That person has not responded.
Richard Gillis.
Yes, has not responded to any emails. So we are at $23,389. And Barb, I sent you a copy of the report. Okay.
Okay. The thing I love about mobile phones with big memories, and I don't know any numbers anymore, but I should have Rich in my phone.
Yes.
Cynthia, Rich Jeff. Gillis by phone, if you would like to reach out to him.
Let me take a note and I'll do it offline. Is that okay? Mobile 703.
Yeah, if you called him now, he'd think it was one of those marketing calls and just ignore it.
You're welcome.
Danielle, thank you very much for the
tape. Oh, no problem. You're all done?
Yes, we're all done.
Let me know if you need anything else.
I shall. Thank you.
Okay.
So copy what you need. Anything else for Treasury?
Anybody got any questions?
No, we're in good shape. We continue to get our dribbles from headquarters because we have a treasurer, and that is the magic thing. As long as we have a treasurer,
and we send in our quarterly report,
we will continue to get our funding. And as long as we have a chair, they know who they can send the court summons to.
They
so that's what they really want you more than they want
yeah.
me.
The quarterly report did go in. It did go in on time. I have not received if they've accepted it or not yet, so that will be next month's meeting. And I asked you guys to sign, and you didn't need to sign. You only needed to sign first quarter. So now I have second quarter signatures. So that's my...
Okay, why was that? Why do we not have to sign?
Because it's an accumulative report. Oh. I just keep adding on to it. Okay. So once your signature's on there, I don't need to do it a second time.
Okay. Perfect.
But I didn't know that. I wanted you to review it and sign. Mm-hmm. You can go to jail with me.
Let me make a note because I'll operate the operating instructions, and we get to run smarter. Okay, Carolyn Miller's not able to be with us, but she has us progged all the way through the end of the year on the border, and Maggiano's for October, Houlihan's, the Springfield Hilton for November, and or not your average Joe's, excuse me, for September. Maggiano's for October, Houlihan's, the Hilton in Springfield for November, and on the border for the meet and greet holiday, all faiths get together, nothing formal, but just fellowship, but we will still have
our... So we have that room? Are we going to get that room?
Yeah, we're going to get that room that everybody loved. Okay. They liked the, that. Bob has taken care of everything under the database, all up to date. Well, he claims it's up to date, but we'll do that.
We'll test it.
Moving down, I don't see Charlotte here, so there's no report for audit unless you know something wrong.
No, I've been missing her at the office. She's not been available. She started a new job recently, and with two kids and the job, she's stretched.
I totally understand the new mom thing with a one that's not still out of diapers. So I perfectly respect. Coming back one thing under venues in meeting, I know that you are strict practicing if you're able to order off the menu.
I'm able to order off the menu.
Yeah.
I'm not all that strict.
Okay. No, I understand. And
if I can get something that's non-meat, I'm good.
Yeah. And Olive Garden has so many items.
Oh yeah, I eat at Olive Garden all the time.
Feel free to order what you need, Jeff.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
You know, you're not the only one, but we do try and accommodate people.
Well, that's a good thing.
Dietary needs in many ways.
That's it.
Ah, come on in, Sarah.
Yeah, she'll be on camera tonight.
Yeah. Education.
Just turn around and squeeze it.
Now, one of the things, and Paul has gone over this in our vision meeting, but I'm going to turn it over to him because he's got a lot of really good things as he is doing his swan song. Okay, so Paul, the floor is yours.
Okay, first thing on agenda is we got a draft memorandum of understanding with section 0509 in Washington, D.C., and they also provided a draft of an education survey that we could piggyback some of our questions on. I got some feedback from Leslie, who asked that we add onto the survey if somebody's interested in teaching a course and put in the course. I can work on them on the survey, but I think it would be a good idea. All we'd have to do is make sure that they had access to our membership list so that they could ping, or I guess the best is just say it's going to be on our website or their website, and our people can go and answer the survey once they get it up. That's probably the most efficient way to do it.
I would urge we survey put monkey. It up on both websites or chat with Jeff Webmaster to do a blast.
Yeah.
Do an email blast to get people to do the Survey Monkey.
Okay.
Because it's a good survey you guys put together.
Yeah. All right. That's the one thing. The other thing, the Memorandum of Understanding, is to share instructors and course prep courses for certification exams. And we did a survey of a lot of other sections to see what they were charging, what they were offering. Most of them are using the same texts that we are, the Quality Council of Indiana. They vary by what they charge. We're at the low end, actually, for what we've been charging, about $395 or $400 for a course. That would be low, and they'd suggested we bump it up to $495 a course and try to limit the instructor's hours so that there's maybe 24 or 26 contact hours with the students. Now, we've been using AnyMeeting webinar services, and that seems to have been pretty effective with people. They don't have to drive. They can just fall out of bed on a Saturday or whatever and be able to dial in and get the information. We email what they need, or we can share it over the web with what they want. So Leslie had indicated she thought we could maintain the or go up to the $495 for a class, four students minimum, and then still pay $75 an hour for the instructors. And that seemed to be the direction that the 509 instructors and education and chair were moving, is they wanted to not only pump it up a little bit, but make it worthwhile. And I think if we show people what the other sections are charging, they would have to say, we're not ripping anybody off, we're providing a service. And we would share a couple of courses, and we'd like to add a few more. Between us, Section 509 and 511, we can do, we have been doing the basic certified quality audit course and the CMQOE, certified master quality organization efficiency, whatever. And we're trying to get more. You know, at one time we had somebody who did, I think Cyan did the black belt instruction. And he was able to do the green belt too. But
the green belt too, yeah.
Yeah, we need to recruit more instructors, and I think this will help us if we say more money, less hours. But there will be grading of quizzes and such, so it's not entirely risk free for the instructors. So,
can I interject?
Question? Yes,
please. I have taught Six Sigma black belt a number of occasions. So, willing to do so again.
Okay, you're willing
Perfect.
To do that. You got the certification.
I got the certification.
So you're able to teach.
I have a corporate certification as a master black belt, but that's mm-hmm. But I've taught mm-hmm. both for sections and for the U.S. government.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And DOD.
And no people were lost in the production.
No blood was shed. No.
Okay. Good.
Actually, I've been tracking my students. I have an 87% pass rate.
Very good.
My students,
very good.
Because they're still selected, they're people who take the course.
That's right.
It's not all that necessarily all that much.
Yeah, you don't have to drive them real hard, but we've found is that if they do the homework, if they take the quizzes, if they do the exams and do the
most
essays,
they'll pass.
Yeah. And we track with the quizzes. We track. You know, if you're not getting 70%. You're in trouble.
You got to do better than that.
Well, thanks. I'd be glad to add you to the list if you want to give me some contact information. We'll work you in.
I'll give that to you.
Okay,
offline.
Good.
No problem.
So what I'm looking for then is a board approval to say, okay, it looks like this will work for the sections in terms of our memorandum of understanding. I will sharpen the pencil on what we want to charge and pay for the instructors. And then I'll update the survey, education survey, and get back to them in the next day or two. So we'd like to offer the CMQOE course, I teach it in September if we can, so they can take the October exam.
And you'll charge $495 for that?
Yep.
You sure we can't go higher?
We're just going to test it right now with that.
Okay.
See what kind of response we get.
Okay.
Well, the only comment I have is on the... The CQE,
yeah,
that's a lot more material than any of the other ones.
Okay? Yeah.
So I think you might try to charge
make an exception
a little
for
bit
that.
More, yeah, for
yeah.
that one.
Yeah,
well, because there's much more material. The book is much
a lot
heavier.
Thicker, yeah,
there's a lot. Maybe add
the hours.
I
think maybe what we'll do is we'll put in a clause that say for those exams that are more comprehensive. We might and require more contact time with the students. Maybe we could say more hours in the class proportion.
For the sake of discussion, let's do some plywood milling. Mm-hmm. First of all, Let's talk about the MOU. Did anybody have any comments, or did they want any edits on the MOU?
Nobody, well, Leslie was the only one who contacted me, but if anybody else has some input, I'm taking it tonight.
We had a standard MOU that was blessed by the national. All MOUs have to be blessed by the...
Yeah, they use the template.
Okay, good enough. Yeah.
Because the way it was written, I have no trouble signing it, and I'll talk with Ron Kelly, the 0509 chair, and say, we're in agreement, what do you want to do? And if the two of us sign it, it ought to be simple, and it makes a lot of sense because we're in the same metropolitan area,
right?
Essentially at the same U.S. government client that needs every bit of help we can give them.
What I didn't know was, do we need to send a copy of this to headquarters? I assume a signed, executed copy to them or not?
I'll send, Ron and I'll talk about getting a copy to get Jim Kittredge, and if he wants to, send it to Sarah Cruz, who is our community development liaison at headquarters, he can do it. But relative to us working the same way on both sides of the Potomac, I think that's the key.
Yeah.
So are we okay with the memorandum of understanding?
No, I do have some questions. Well, I don't know how it's going to be for payment. Here it says ASQ member unit shall be responsible for arranging for and paying the following payments and expenses. Does that mean like if you're running the class?
Right.
Can we take payment?
Yeah, Jeff had the website set up so that they can use the web to pay for the
PayPal.
Class.
They use the same setup as for reservation.
No, that's
for
okay.
Here.
Now, do I have to... split this with 509?
No. If it's a 0509 course that's being run with their instructors and their people, we're invited in, they take care of all the finances. If it's 0511 and 509 people are paying into us, just take care of collecting the funds and paying
Our instructor. Yes. Okay.
And the idea is to quit beating each other up on who's the instructor so that we can get 4 or 5, maybe even 10 students, especially with us being more virtual.
Yeah.
We aren't beating instructors into the ground on doing the same thing 6 times a year since we've got so many exams that are coming into play.
No, that's okay. I just wanted to make sure that it's kind of clean cut and we're not writing checks to each other.
I'll read it over again before send it over to them just to be sure.
Okay. Paul has made a motion to accept the memorandum of understanding. Is there a second?
I second.
Those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? Okay. We got a memorandum of understanding. Okay. Course length hours. I heard 24 contact hours. With some exceptions, the quality engineering, Six Sigma black belt being two of the big notable exceptions, but...
CQMOE, right?
CQ.
Yeah, maybe not. I'll try it and see in September, but I'm going to go ahead with 24
basic,
hours, and they do their homework. Okay.
The basic course length contact hours, is there a motion for 24 hours except where required for the more complex courses?
I'll move to set a regular rate of 24 contact hours with the students, accepting those that are with more content, such as the reliability engineer and stuff like that.
You can just, an afterthought, add a caveat that, you know, we can change the rate for the courses at any time.
Yeah. We're going to get to that later. Are you seconding Paul's motion? Very good. We've got a course length of 24 contact hours, except where noted, will be the kind of the understanding of what we're doing. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Aye carries it. Next thing, we have a student fee of $495 per course, except where noted for the more complex or robust exam.
Right.
Okay. Paul, are you making a motion?
I am making that motion.
Is there a second?
I'll second that, Martin.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? Okay, the ayes carry it. The next thing, oh, Cindy.
No.
Okay.
Nothing, I just said
okay.
That.
Hi, Connie. The next item, instructor compensation. I heard a number of $75 per hour of instruction. Paul, are you making a motion?
I will for that as well.
I'll second that one. That's very reasonable. Because I always figured that you have to work 3 hours for every hour you teach. So that's $25 an hour.
Yeah. No, I look at it this way. I look at it this way. Like you, Jeff, I'm a master black belt. The company bills me out at $450 an hour. I mean, we're talking we're talking downtown DC attorneys. I have no problem. I have no problem with an instructor making $75 for giving up evenings and weekends.
Yeah.
Okay, so we got
not
that.
No problem.
Okay, so there's a motion, there's a second, those in favor.
Aye.
Okay.
I'm doing it for our use anyway, so, you know.
Yeah. No, I understand. Membership. We're over to you, Mike.
Hey there. I have copies of this month's report. Anyhow.
Fancy paper.
A couple months ago, I said we're doing great.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the information that we got from ASQ was bad.
Oh.
How could that be?
I got a laugh, okay?
Anyhow,
I get to laugh. Ha, ha, ha.
Anyhow,
of course.
It showed, you know, and I thought it was an increase, but I said, you know, hey, I thought because they were slow paying, I thought maybe they hadn't updated their database, okay? But that month of April, and the area, I zeroed in, it was a number of people, a full member, okay? It said we 300.
How many is it?
Okay, this is that one.
Mm-hmm.
It says we had 343 members.
Mm-hmm.
And this month, okay, we have 271.
Okay.
But, so I looked at last, well, my first thought was, I think I made a mistake when I made the report. But I looked back and I said, nope, I reported what they sent out. And I looked at last month's, and it compares favorably with July. And that compares favorable with everything else. Anyhow, I'm gonna let them know about that and find out what happened. But we currently have 565 total members, okay? We have 271 full members, and that's up from 264 in June, okay? But down 8% from a year ago. And it seems like that's always the trend. And that's the one we're trying to buckle, but you know. The good news is we have 34 new members in July.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Quick question, Mike. Can you be a senior member as well as a full member? They count those separately?
No, they don't double dip.
No.
Okay. No double dipping.
Right.
Yeah.
Because I feel like a senior and a full member. But I can only
if you're senior, you get to pay more.
I knew that.
Now, does that include people like me who I'm a member of both here and 509 and, for that matter, Baltimore?
And no, the senior membership is costs more.
I'm a senior.
Okay.
But I understand that if you join multiple sections, there is an additional cost for each section.
I'm pretty sure you get paid for my membership.
There's a nominal. What is the retired fee? What is the rate for? Isn't there a retiree position?
I think there is.
Mike, isn't there a retired list? And can you not say that you're retired, not currently gainfully employed?
Yes, but you have no rights.
I mean, you can say, could you serve as an officer if you retired?
I don't think you can.
I think you have to be active.
When I retire, they better figure out a way, unless they don't want me to perform anymore.
Okay, because
I won't pay money just to be able to be a member of the board when I'm eligible to pay the retired amount.
I have a positive thing to say about that, it's when I was laid off for a year, okay? They paid for my membership because I'd been, because of my length of membership, okay?
That has happened to me in my periods of unemployment as well.
I will make a command decision. It will apply through the end of this year unless I'm reelected when I run again for 2017. If you are a member through a retiree and you want to continue as webmaster,
I am not currently planning to retire in the near future. I am talking hypothetically, but my point being is it would seem to us that a member who wishes to volunteer their time as a retiree, we should not discourage that person from serving on the board, from working towards this, and have ASQ National say, that person can't be X, Y, or Z because they're retired. That's the type of thing that a person who may be retired may wish to do so they don't go stark raving mad. I won't go any further than that.
Thank you.
So they get out of their wife's hair, basically, is what
you're trying to say. Or get the wife kick them out of there. Never mind.
Pretty much.
Or vice versa, the husband kick the spouse out. It's either way. I'm not going to be...
We have a very big tent in section 0511 at present and hopefully going into the future that if you would love to volunteer, we would love to have your services.
And other good things, okay. Organization members, okay. Last year we had two. Mm-hmm. Now we have five. Mm-hmm. We had org members, we had four last year. Now we have six.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Our student memberships is up 31.43%. We actually have a growth this month, but month to month, it doesn't mean anything. It really doesn't. It doesn't mean much.
We have a nice level track of ground to walk upon. Our membership is like a yo-yo. Some months it's low, some months it's high, but it's usually factoring in at the 550 mark, all said and done. Okay, anything else, Mike?
That's all I have.
Okay, let's come up to testing, Mr. Zafar.
Actually, they are not doing anything on the site. Mm-hmm. Because I checked multiple times, there is no update except that exam dates are now that is going to be start updating it. And whatever the availability is, that only when you registered it, then you can find it. Otherwise, there is no chance that seats are available or not. First, you need to be registered. otherwise, there is no, even in my account, I'm not able to see any changes or any new information.
Yeah.
Well, I'm continuing my effort. Tomorrow is my day to call headquarters and sign up to take the Six Sigma Yellow Belt for the September-October exam period. So I'm going to be a lab rabbit. I figure it is a very little lift for me to do, and it's inexpensive relative to other things. and they will either accept my master black belt appointment and certification or they won't. But I'm going to be the lab rabbit on how this new prometric testing is working out. And I don't mind doing it, but I'm not going to knock myself out on a novel thing, which I think is wonderful. But they didn't think it out from what a person out here in the hinterlands has to go through.
I was noticing, because I was working on doing the supplier quality certification, that it doesn't say anywhere that it's still open book. And in fact, the instructions say the only thing you can take in to the room is your locker key that they give you and your personal identification. Mm-hmm. But I called Milwaukee and they said, yes, it is still open book. So,
As I mentioned, that the Council of Indiana, who sends their ads, say you still take the book in.
Yeah,
just
I got that, and I said, look, you know, your the website does not make that very clear. Mm-hmm. Because when you go into, you know, the instructions on what you do on test day, it says the only thing you can take into the test room is the locker key that you put your stuff in at the test site and your personal identification, mm-hmm. which doesn't sound like it's open book, you know, but they say, yes, it is. So,
and I wonder, most other exams, they don't let people take their books in.
PMP is closed book, and they work through the same thing. You know, they, you know, through the same sort of system.
And it's closed book.
Yeah, it's absolutely closed book.
But I'm wondering if you're sitting next to somebody and you see them book and you can't. Then it starts some problems for them.
Well, you know, that's their problem as far as I'm concerned.
They've got to figure out where they're sitting, people that
the thing that occurred to me is, who is going to be checking to see that the materials that testees are taking in are appropriate, that they don't have questions and answers?
That's a good question.
You know, they're going to capture their cell phone and calculators.
You know, well, that they're good at.
They usually give you a calculator.
Down. They've actually got calculators they will give you.
That's what they told me. Since I'm
very good.
But I sat there wondering who is checking to make, you know, since I've been a test proctor, you know, who is checking to make sure that the test materials they're taking in are
appropriate. No quizzes inside there or anything that you can bring in.
I don't know, you know. I'm going to shortly be taking the supplier quality exam, so I'll be a guinea pig too. I have no problem about passing the exam. It's just, you know.
You know, the whole idea, you know, a couple of us great beers.
I spent 5 years as a supplier quality engineer for GM. I think I can pass that exam. You know,
even with your eyes closed and other things. Okay, let's move on from testing then. Mr. Webmaster Jeff, did you get all the equipment you asked for?
I'm incrementally buying it. The first thing we're testing is this microphone. Please enunciate clearly, and we'll see how that does. I'm also going to record the show simultaneously on the microphone and this. I did pick up another piece of small equipment. At Five Below, I bought a 12-foot HDMI cable, which we're using now, so that we're not closely tethered to the TV. I figured this was better than bringing in the projector and the screen, mm-hmm. and we'll see how that works with our speaker tonight.
I like Five Below.
What's that?
I like Five Below as a fun store.
My granddaughter calls it a toy store, which it is. The other thing now is, as part of my social outreach, I troll all of the Twitter announcements and say, hey, you should contact these people. And the speaker tonight we have is a trollee. So we'll see how that works.
Perfect. Perfect. Okay, let's move up into the others. Ms. Brody for historian. I know Jeff and I have to figure out which one of us is going to lasso the rascally Rick Wells.
and get whatever materials he has in a box in the famous section 0511 banner and turn them over to your state's bank. So we owe you that. Anything you have for us.
The receipt, I'm just going to return you cash. So I'll send you the ad. This is for sale $20, and I'll send you that.
I'm just here to contribute and, figure out what's going on.
Wonderful. Thanks for being here. Good to see you.
Is there a position description on the ASQ website for a historian?
Yes.
Yeah, I have it.
Yes.
Okay. But I'm not sure how it relates to what you want me to do.
Okay.
I mean, basically all I've heard is on the Keeper's Banner.
That's usually the number one thing. And then if speakers have information that they haven't provided electronically, we ask that you either get a copy of it or an electronic copy, although Jeff usually intercepts them since they go on our computer to show, and when we get your electrons, we have them.
So when a speaker is assigned, I'm supposed to
anybody else is coming?
No, at the meeting. At the meeting, make sure that we get a copy of their presentation.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And it's usually something the webmaster gets, because the webmaster provides the section of the computer for everything to be displayed.
Okay.
See, a lot of what we do still goes back to loose leaf paper that goes in a three ring binder, and so much of ASQ is still there, loose leaf paper, a three ring binder. On that, no report from placements, nor from the Lean Six Sigma, nor the software SIG. Our past chair continues to be missing in action because he's kind of faded into the background. The chair elect has no report. Okay, brings it up to me. Until further notice, I will be the nominating chair. There was a nasty gram that went out through the region that there was no nominating chair, and that's because we've always used our past chair as the nominating chair, because he essentially resigned for personal reasons. I fully understand that. I said, okay, I'll take over that. It's a small additional duty, and everybody seems to be happy. All they wanted was a name and a warm body that could fog a mirror every so often. Okay.
I recognize him.
Hey, Paul.
Been a while. Hello, everyone.
Glad that the boss let you come up for air, and you chose to come into a nice place to dine, even though it's on the other side of the Beltway. I'm glad it's close by.
It was good.
This whole venue was scheduled to make it convenient for you, sir.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Yeah. Any words of wisdom for us?
Sign in sheet.
Not really.
Okay. So. As far as I can tell, we have a speaker tonight. There was some talk of the possibility of a speaker for September. I have nothing to put on that. October is our special meeting at the Maggiore's Little Italy. Two months out of three Italian, but that's not neither here nor there. But the point I have is that we can't announce a special meeting. We have nothing to announce. We can't announce the September meeting other than the time and location. Mm-hmm. It's always better to have something rather than nothing.
I understand.
In any case.
We do have a speaker for November.
Well, my concern is that is yet 3 months hence, and we have a gap between 2 months between now and then.
We lack a speaker for September.
I understand that to be the case. If you were to give me the particulars of November, I can at least post it and have it there ready.
I'll give you the particulars offline.
Obviously, yes. Online is the case.
I might have someone to add into the mix of speakers. I might have somebody.
Perfect.
I'll talk to you later.
Okay, wonderful.
No, I can't say that.
Okay. if you're really hard up against it, I have a presentation I can give in September.
I'll let the programs chair behind you resolve that issue.
Sorry?
I'll let the programs chair make her answer.
Paul, say hi to Jeff. Jeff, say hi to Paul. You guys can talk after the meeting.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay. If you look on the bottom of our agenda. Okay, great. Sarah, let me get you a copy. Who else doesn't have a copy?
Paul.
I should give you one. Give Paul one. Let's give Paul one.
Has he signed it yet?
Have
you been able to see which form is?
Yes.
If people...
Paul signed it?
Has everybody had one?
Okay. If everybody will direct your attention to the bottom third of page 2 on the agenda, this is looking at the tentative lineup for chairs of people who have volunteered or indicated their willingness for 2017. There are two areas I have a concern with because there's nobody in there. Paul Mills has been very generous with giving us lots of heads up that he is not only retiring, but he is moving out of the area. He has yet to make the decision if he's going to have form-cut cardboard that will fit into the rearview mirrors as he's driving away. But the humor aside, we need to have a new education chair. I have reached out to a couple of people, and for a variety of reasons, I understand they're not able to do it. So we do need to have an education chair. Melissa Sixtello, because of how busy she is in the April, May, June time at work, is really not wanting to continue as a chair-elect to go back into it, because if you recall, Melissa had the fortune to be the chair when chairs were in there for 18 months to synchronize us on ASQ's annual calendar year. Now, what we've discussed, in order to make the chair-elect successful, we kind of like somebody who has been on the board within the section, who's going to run for chair-elect, so that they come in understanding a lot of the table talk and other items that take place.
All right, so we're going to close our eyes. Everybody hold your hand up.
Yeah. But we are looking for a chair-elect.
Can I nominate?
Well, you may nominate if you think somebody should be nominated.
Well, I think since we don't have proctoring things.
Proctoring anymore.
Well, nothing like
acclamation. I move by acclamation.
Would you those offer? Would you like to
consider?
Would you like to consider? And then you can send me an email or talk to me offline.
Okay.
And then relative to have a testing or a proctor who'll just kind of give us reports that will come from headquarters, courtesy of Prometric.
No, that's right. I want to do something else with that proctoring anyhow, because that looks like there is no more need.
Yeah, it's going by the wayside. But here's the other thing, and this is full disclosure. When you get to be a chair-elect, you know that you're going to be the chair of the year after, and that ends up taking on a life of its own. So, I mean, glad to have you move in, but understand what you're getting into at the same time.
Right.
On that, we'll talk offline. Mm. We'll talk offline. So we will need to, we do have those two opportunities that are out there, and for everybody else, thank you very, very much for volunteering and doing your part. Right. That brings us up to new business. On the wall behind me, adjacent to the high-definition TV with a brand-new 12-foot HDMI cable suitable for framing and highlighting, there is a courtesy of FedEx. There is the ASQ business plan for 2017. And a group of us were able to meet on Saturday the 30th over at the Sully Government Center. We've put it together. We are weeks and weeks ahead of where we were in 2015, and this is the 2017 plan. At your convenience, please eyeball what's there in one big beautiful view, as opposed to the multiple screen captures you get to see from email, and If you have edits, please feel free to make it on the document. I will take it home. I will update it.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, you got yours to fit on yours. Okay, wonderful.
Oh, I did this.
It's PDF'd also in the email. If you notice, there's a link to it up the new page. I created a PDF of the four sheets and made it into one document.
Okay. Perfect.
Great.
Perfect. So if we can wrap this up, as we get ready to go into the meeting, I'm going to let the membership know this is what the business plan looks like, because other than board members who get tasked to do this thing, so much of the membership, they don't see it, and yet this is their section. And I think, there are many people who have an opportunity. Hi, Jay. Welcome.
On this plan, like, I wasn't there that day. Is this like, is there stuff behind this? It's like this is just a thing, and then there's
a link or
something behind it?
No. There are no supporting documents or thesis or dissertations behind it. They're just
procedures kind of or guides.
There's nobody behind the curtain.
No.
Okay.
These are just bullet point ideas.
They go along what they're requesting over on the left.
And right.
Good news.
What we're doing about
we
it.
Have to populate blocks, and we have to hit the time frames that ASQ gives us. When it comes to execution, it's kind of like qualifying for the Olympics. Finishing it, it's optional. There's no medal. We don't get graded on it. The only thing they want is the quarterly financial reports. What we talked about on Saturday, the 30th of July, was in conjunction with our financial reports that are mandatory to go in so we can get our dribbles of money, we will actually look at our business plan and self-assess. Are we green? Are we yellow? Are we red? If we're going off in the coolies or getting on too thin of ice, how do we get back to where we need to be? If we're doing great, what do we have to do to keep the greatness going? But it will give us a formalized way of looking at things. But I'd like to wrap this up. What I've gotten from a couple of people, Jim Kittredge, our regional manager, has said that he will review and take a look before it has to go in. And Ray Crawford said he has to look at enough of these things that since we're his parent section, Ray will give us the vantage of his seeing many of them across the ASQ world. He's doing it, but before I ask Ray to do something, which he's glad to do, I'd like to have the thing as massaged and accurate as possible, because I you don't want to use a Michael Phelps for your qualifying race in a relay. I feel the same way about board members. So those are the items there. Now, a couple of things under new items. In the back is Ellen Quinn, who is a vice chair for the quality management division. With the 2017 world being just down the street in Charlotte, North Carolina, one of the things that the management division does is they sponsor an ASQ breakfast on one of the days, and it's open to everybody who's there. People who contribute and help sponsor that breakfast, they get their name on a certificate. Is this something that the section would like to do as part of our outreach to be one of the underwriters with some amount of money for the ASQ Quality Management Division breakfast in Charlotte?
Only if they make it at 8 o'clock instead of 6. I don't want to go at 6.
Let me see if I can get up.
Ellen, we've been talking about you in the background, brought up your management division and the breakfast you put on at World Day. Would you like to go into the
Did anyone go to World Conference?
Mm-hmm.
Did you get a chance to go to the quality management division? We have a member breakfast every the first Monday. Yes. And we had 368 ASQ members attend. So I was talking to Greg earlier. I said that, you know, we're always open, quality management division. If a section wanted to kind of like do something joint, it might be something we want to think about next year. We'll be doing it next year. And about it, because we'd be willing to, you know, share the limelight.
Well, I intend to go.
I intend to go.
What are the services?
You want a room together or something? Or I don't know.
It'd be fun. Yeah.
You know, I'm going to see if I can go on.
What do they give you for breakfast?
It's Charlotte, North Carolina next year. So.
If I can, I'll get a timeshare. That would be even better. They might have one down there.
It's right across the street. I'm not sure.
What's across the street?
The West End from the Conference Center. Convention Center. That's what Stuart was telling me. I don't know. So let me know if you're interested.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah.
Thanks.
Well, you got two, one way or another.
Everyone's welcome to come, even if you decide not to, you know, do a joint. So,
no. Although Ellen is primarily in Section 0509, and she lives in Maryland, she also belongs to us.
I'm
you know, so
511. Every year when I renew my membership, I always choose two sections, and it's this one and 509. Because I actually live in Maryland. I don't live in Virginia.
I end up doing this one, Maryland, and Baltimore.
That's a little far away from me, so I don't do that.
Well, anymore. I live in Upper Montgomery County, six and one half a dozen of the other.
Yeah. Sure.
Plus, I work in Sterling, so I drive by here on the way home.
Actually, work down the street.
This is a good one.
If I'm not virtual.
So it, you know, and the other thing that Ellen has is she's modeling the 70th anniversary.
I know, isn't that
polo cool? Shirt.
I have mine. I have mine.
And they're still
remember
available.
Remember, I bought it. You held it for me.
They are still available.
Is she taking orders?
If you would like some, you just make sure you email me. Greg has my information. I do have to leave a little early tonight, so if you want to give it your information to me before I leave, just I'll write it down. And then I'll send you an email with all the details. Because I'll get it shipped directly to you. I'll do that myself.
And I will make an announcement for the dinner meeting.
Made by Omar the Tent Maker?
I'm sorry?
Do you have some made by Omar the Tent Maker?
Well, tell me what size you like, and we'll work it out for you. I don't think you need that large.
Ellen has been very generous as a vice chair in the division. The management division touches everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And she's done it for years, and she's always been very generous with us as well as 509 on giving us sneak previews and opportunities.
509 didn't get a sneak preview at all. I just belong to that section, so you're the only one that got the sneak preview. You can lord that over them. You know?
Yeah, there you go.
I think we can.
I know how to take care of my buddy.
That'll work.
I got my eye on it.
Take something from you and maybe do it to them next week.
Yeah. So we've got, so we've got that. So one of the things do we want to think about it, or do
yes,
you want to
think
about what level of participation you want to give for ASQ World May 1 through 3, 2017, Charlotte, North Carolina, the city of Frescoes?
What is a worthwhile contribution? I mean, it's giving it too little puts a name up, it's not worthwhile. Is $100 too little?
How much was it?
A few hundred.
What's that?
How much does a breakfast usually cost, Ellen? Just overall for the big pot?
We actually guaranteed 350 people. And I think it was like $24 a person, something like that. And we do buffet. And so we get more people that show up than we don't have to pay for those extra folks. Uh-huh. So I just say 350 and when the food's gone.
So about $7,000.
It was about $10,000.
Okay. About $10,000. Yeah. Okay.
But I'm just saying, whatever, if there's something you'd like to do, you say, well, we'd like to have a sign and do, you know, maybe have like a little table with some information on the section.
So that's the question then is not what we wish to contribute, but the question is what do we wish to have there in recognition of our contribution?
Absolutely.
Because
yeah.
giving the money and not having anything
to
represent it is worthless.
That's rude.
We can sponsor the omelets or something. We can put a sign up there.
The butter by section 0511.
Oh, that would be fun. Each item would be from a section across the
line. I will happy to hear a recommendation of what it is that we wish to be recognized for.
Sure, yeah.
And then decide what our contribution
should be. Well, here's another idea. Maybe you want to have, like, sometimes when we try to get people to come, we might have, like, a giveaway. Maybe you could sponsor, sponsored by Section 511, this giveaway, and it's like a bag or something.
What about the mugs?
Not mugs. I'm talking about something people can use there, or, like, maybe a... I don't know. Creative.
Well, yeah.
I can work.
So I just don't want to say give money and not
know
why we're doing it.
No, we're not asking
we'll do something.
But I'm just saying this is a way for you to get some recognition.
Yeah, so I want to know what the recognition is that we expect, and then we can determine what it is, whether it's worth it.
She'll work with us.
Yeah. I'm sure she'll.
If we're creative.
We were there. I'm like Woodstock. We were there.
And if we're creative enough,
you'll
support.
And they were
But something, good.
Yeah, that's good.
This is a good initial conversation because we got a long way to May, but May will come up sooner rather than later.
No, and we need to give her some information, so think about it for next month. Put it on the agenda for next month.
Yeah, percolate.
Ladies and gentlemen, courtesy of Richmond, Virginia, from an all-day business trip. Please.
Good evening. Welcome. Greetings from Region 11B and the Board of Directors. I'm Luis Morales. I'm working in the area, and so I got an invitation to attend my original section 20 years ago. Ray was the chair, I think. Mm-hmm. So I used to live in Fredericksburg and worked at the Pentagon when I was in a different career at the time. And so I got into quality. I helped initiate the quality program in the Army and modeling Baldrige, and I ran that program for 4 years. Anyway, I'm in the area, and so last night I was at my section leadership committee meeting in 1104, yes, 1104, and here, and I had a board of directors meeting at noon here tonight, and then there was a SAC meeting on Friday. I have 4 meetings this week.
Okay.
And so any questions on my answer?
And as they go into as everybody goes into Prometric testing, everybody's descending on the Prometric site in Glen Allen.
That's right.
That's the biggie. It's a nice one. Many people in this area will oftentimes go down to Glen Allen because it beats waiting in line at Fairfax, which is next to impossible to get in.
Yep. I vote for that too.
But, Lewis is a good guy. He goes back to, the early days when Dr. Deming was still kicking around and doing some things. So we got everybody announced. Jay, anything that you'd like to say about Voice of the Customer?
Yeah, we had a meeting last week, and they're going to send me the information so we can post it on our site. So they're going to have next one again in September, so I'll keep continuing and giving the information. So I'm going to scan that and send it to you. Send it to Jenna.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Those cover the big things. As you have some cycles before we start tearing into dinner, if you can take a look at the chart and pencil or ink or make whatever comments you want, most appreciated. And again, thank you very much to the folks that were able to gather on Saturday. And for those of you who didn't make it in, you missed a perfect opportunity to see a very enthusiastic health nut who cycles in full regalia.
Did you get back? Quality Management Division has a webinar package that we offer to any division or sections that want to use it. So, no charge to you.
Excellent.
could be 4 to 5 guys.
Cool. We need to go look and we need to go look at.
So talk to me and I'll get you in contact with Doug Wood. We have that. We're offering it to anyone. And sometimes people don't believe it. It's no charge, but there's no charge to you.
No.
Yeah. Management division is really, really awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And, you know, we're lucky. Ellen's vice chair. She's vice chair for marketing and the management. Another person who vacillates between chair and one of the vice chairs for aviation and space defense is Deborah Harrison. And she's over her medical issues. She just prefers to be closer to the Springfield interchange, based upon where she lives in the Southland. But she's a wealth of knowledge, always available. We're lucky. We have so many people who are part of the 511 community and family that are doing things on keeping the world headquarters running. They're keeping the divisions running, and we got a lot of good volunteers here. So good setup all the way across the board. Anything else under new business that we need to do? Ms. Barbara, are there any action items that we need to review that people have volunteered for today?
No, not that I'm aware of, other than discussions offline as far as available positions.
Okay, we got that.
And
we also
review the board.
review the new business plan for 2017. Think about what type of recognition we want with the management division breakfast in May of 2017. Okay, so we got that. So those are the biggies, and keep forwarding in names for speakers. We want to build ourselves up to a bucket list of 18 speakers, and all we have to do is play around with the date and the venue. But if we can have names, and once we get that 18, as soon as we use one, all we have to do is backfill another person. Right? This ought to be easy, particularly in this area. We got lots of subject matter experts, lots of people who have a story to tell.
I think that guy actually that I talked to wants to speak in September. I've been in class, so I haven't even
been able to talk to him. No, I understand.
I will talk to him when I get back.
Okay. That being said, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second? Okay. Hey, great. We did this meeting in 1 hour and 3 minutes.
That is a record. That is a record.